Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When the red, red Robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his home.
As Jake Forster-Kasky spots a gas leak in the Rovers' defence, could the Addicts be turning a corner? Welcome to Charlton Live. Charlton Live. Charlton Live. So good evening and welcome to Charlton Live on your Sunday evening. My name is Louis Mendes and joining me to look back at the 1-0 win, the Addicts first win in six over at Bristol Rovers, thanks to Jake Forster-Kasky's slightly fortuitous goal. Joining me to discuss that first up, got a man who will be pleased the Addicts were near to Wales, I guess, in Bristol. Tom Wadding, how are you doing, Tom?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What did you make of it? Did you enjoy it yesterday?
It was all right. We looked a lot better, I thought. Yeah, competed a lot more. So, and 3 points, obviously the most important thing. So, yeah, overall happy.
I was going to say, nothing could ruin your mood other than the football match you just made us watch.
Good
and delay
God,
the recording.
Yeah.
The Liverpool Man
United
game.
That.
Yeah, Tom insisted we recorded after that so we could all watch it, and we all watched it, and now we all dislike Tom. Also, joining us on the pod to look back at yesterday's game, Mr. Benji Clark. How you doing, Ben?
Yes, all good. Thank you, mate.
Yeah, delighted, I imagine, after yesterday.
Yeah, it was a solid performance. I don't know what it is. The last few games, I've enjoyed it more. They've been a bit more exciting in terms of value for your £10 money.
Yeah, certainly was. 1-0 win. It was at the Gas yesterday. We had the highlights in a few moments' time. We're also going to hear from the Addicts boss, Lee Bayer, and from the goal scorer, Jake Forster-Kasky, on this evening's pod. We've got loads of your tweets and emails to come to as well. We'll also look ahead to the Peterborough game coming up on Tuesday, a chance to try and extend our winning run of one game. But yeah, a massive game against Peterborough. It'll be interesting to see how the Addicts fare there. So we'll look ahead to that one later on. Before we hear the highlights, Tom, so 1-0 win. I said it to Bo after, but, you know, for all the chances we created, it's funny that we actually, the only goal of the game was absolutely rubbish, really. But, you know, Forster-Kasky's corners snuck in at the near post. But we've held on. We've got a clean sheet as well, the first one in 9 games. And I thought we were worthy winners.
Yeah, definitely worthy winners. I thought We just looked more up for it, I thought, yesterday than we have for a little while. I think the second half on Tuesday in the 4-4, we looked up for it and we continued in that vein, really. We were, you know, not second to every ball as we have been just too much recently. I thought there was an energy there. There was a desire. I think Naif said it to us on the WhatsApp, didn't he? That, you know, Johnny Williams, who's one of the smaller players on the pitch, had won two headers in like the first 15 minutes of the game, going up 50-50 against players twice his height. So just all round, it was just a very solid performance, and the sort of performance you expect from a Lee Bowyer team, you know, grit and determination and hard work and running and pressing and all that ugly side of the game that you need to win games at this level. And for a few weeks, we hadn't seen that. As I say, last week or Tuesday night, I thought we started to see it in that second half. And yesterday, from start to finish, I thought we showed it. As you say, what's kind of ironic is it's probably one of our better performances in the last few games, and yet we only scored one goal, and that was a bit fortuitous. But as I said on, I think it was last Sunday's show, it doesn't matter how we get it. We just need to get that first win, and we've done that now, and hopefully can kick on.
The thing that was most pleasing for me yesterday, Ben, because obviously we did have a lot of, you know, attacking intent, but we have seen that. I think we're still the joint top scorers in the division. But for me, something we saw yesterday that we haven't for the last few weeks is we actually looked quite solid and organised. Yeah, sure, Bristol Rovers had a couple of chances, but, you know, not too many. And we actually looked like we knew what we were doing at the back, and it made a pleasant change.
Yeah, spot on. I think everyone knew their job for once. The last couple of games we've just seen, especially in that midfield area, massive gaps and players like playing out of position or just missing when it's coming down that side. So yeah, yesterday that was a massive improvement, especially from Albie and Jake in the middle. That's where we've been struggling of late, and they both did their jobs really well. And massive credit to Deji. Obviously, he's our only centre-back fit, well, available to play at the moment. And I thought he played well on Tuesday, and I thought he played excellent again yesterday and really filled in that role well. And I think Gunter did well as well. There was a few times where they really tried to get down his side of the defence, but look, it's not his position. I thought he made some vital interceptions and clearances, and yeah, all over. Very similar to what Tom said. It was a really good team performance.
Excellent stuff. Well, let's listen back then to the highlights of the game from Valley Pass Live. Your commentators, as always, were Greg Stubley and Terry Smith.
Ball put out again for the throw. Matthews quickly into the run of Williams, into the right-hand corner. Ball into the box, headed up in the air. And AK, it'll drop. Edge of the six-yard box. He just couldn't bring it down. It came down off his chest and just wouldn't sit for the volley. And he, in the end, scuffs it wide right at the post. Back on it, Martin, on this left-hand side. Ball forward, this time finds Washington. Little touch to Miller, and he goes for the return. Washington, he's having his shirt pulled all the way there, but he still gets to the ball, Washington, by the touchline. How many more opportunities has the referee got to give a foul? But it's back to Miller. Ball into the box. Finds an Anika, and he's just turned it past the post on the right-hand side, and again holds his hands and will think he should have scored there.
Holds it up. Trying to take it past Gunter, and he's gone into his left foot. Ball in the box is a decent looking one for Hanlon, who on his left foot should have done a lot better. He's allowed that space. It's a good cutback by Ounga. He mistimes his shot, and it goes harmlessly wide in the end.
Lovely looking ball to find Ounga in the penalty area. Gets onto his left foot, shoots, and he's hit the side netting.
It's a lovely pick out by Hare.
It's a good looking ball down the line towards Anike, trying to get ahead of Baldwin. It's a good hold up play, and a lovely touch from Anike inside the penalty area. It comes down. Kilgore trying to clear. Anike still with it. Edge of the penalty area. Forced Sikaski with a shot. It's over the bar, but superb work from Chuk Sanike.
Forward looking for Hanlon again. Charlton failing to clear. McCormick with the shot. And Ben Amos with the save. It's an important one for Charlton as well.
Morgan trying to pick up the pieces of Charlton. Does so to find Matthews. Matthews. That's a lovely looking ball to Anike. Lets the ball run. Anike shooting. Chance goes for it. Saved by the goalkeeper. Comes back to Williams. Williams shot. It's deflected away. I think it was a shot. He might even been looking for Washington in the middle. Away.
And there is the half-time whistle as both teams go into the break with a 0-0 scoreline at present. And Charlton will be disappointed that's the case, because they've had some glorious opportunities.
We're lining up to take it short. Instead, Miller's gone towards the penalty area. Forsakaski prepares to swing this in. Does so. It's flicked on by Miller.
Oh, it's gone in! It's gone all the way in. It's whether Liam Miller got a flick of the near post or if it's gone directly in. Charlton won't care because they have the lead after 63 minutes.
I need to see that again to see whether or not Miller got any touch at all, but it was deliberately worked. Miller there for the short one, left it alone, went into towards the 6-yard box. Forster Kasky with a dink in. Did Miller flick it on?
I don't think he did.
He's trying to claim it, I think, but I still can't tell whether he touched it. Well, do we care? Not particularly.
Well, if it is Forster Kasky, it's his fourth for the season. If it is Miller's, it's his first for the club.
Ball upfield is picked off by Albie Morgan, though, running into the Bristol half. Looking to his right, lovely run from Smith to the right edge of the penalty area. Ball into the box. Bogle can't get there. Oh, and Schwartz just tripped over as he went to make connection. Charlton players thinking there might have been a foul there, but I think he might have just tripped over just as he was about to let fly.
Yeah, there's two trips, wasn't there? Omar Bogle initially couldn't get out of his feet, and then as Schwartz went to go for goal, it looked like his foot just got caught in the turf.
Switching across to their right-hand side, the Charlton left, and Grant. Grant taking on Martson. Ball into the edge of the box is met by Barrett, and he takes a spectacular effort. And really, he probably had time to bring it down, but he went for the glory shot. It went sailing over the bar. Ball infield to Gunter is cleared away, but straight down the throat of Harries. Was taken out just as after he took the shot. Albie Morgan is going to be in trouble here.
He's already on a yellow card.
And he gets his second yellow, and he's off. It's one of those where it's the impetus of the player kicking the ball takes him into Albie Morgan, I think. And going to need to see it again, of course. And Charlton down to 10 men for the final 5 minutes of this plus added time, of course. They are going to knock it into the box. I am amazed. There's a little touch from Bogle. Back to Gilbert. Oh. Schwartz. Gunter, it was who Schwartz might have been offside, but Gunter took the shot and it hit Schwartz as he was coming across the 6-yard box.
Yeah, I think he's just accidentally just denied Charlton their second.
Into Bogle. Miller goes for the return and is on a run here on the left-hand side into space, being pursued by Baldwin. Into the penalty area goes Miller. Can he get across? And he can't. Bogle! Oh, just wide of the right-hand post for the Charlton striker. 5 added minutes here at the Memorial Stadium. Ball into the box comes. It's a great block from Deji Oshalaja to stop Rovers getting the equaliser. Superb defending, and Charlton clear it away, but it'll come back. Schwartz, ball into the feet of Bogle again, and he's in towards the edge of the penalty area. Can he finish? Omar Bogle. Oh, what a save from Day to stop Charlton getting a second. Thrown into the feet of Harries. And that is the final whistle. And that's a huge 3 points for the Addicts.
There we go then, the highlights from Valley Pass live yesterday. Greg and Terry, delighted to see us get the 3 points, as we all were. And we needed that, Tom, really. You know, seen what's happened. You know, we've gone, what was it, five games before without a win, only 2 wins in 12 or something along those lines. You know, we needed something to pick us up. But, you know, coming off the back of that second half against Rochdale, you know, and I did ask Lee Bowyer this question yesterday, but, you know, that second half against Rochdale, turning out that performance yesterday at the Mem, hopefully I'm not too early to say this, but I do feel like we're starting to turn the corner a bit.
Yeah, definitely. There's a chance to build some momentum. And obviously, Tuesday's game against Peterborough is a huge one because they're a good side. So, like you, I don't want to get carried away and say, this is it, we're going to go on that run that I've spoken about for a few weeks now. But there are definitely signs there of improvement the last sort of game and a half, if you like. And what you said in the build-up to the highlights there is right, that goal-scoring-wise, you know, we have been good, but it's the other end that has been the issue for the last few weeks, and we know the reasons why. But yesterday we looked so much more assured, and a couple of times on the show I've called for two in front of the back four. And, you know, it wasn't the two holding midfielders that you'd perhaps expect or want, because obviously Watson and Prattley aren't around at the moment. But I just think having those two midfielders there just gave more license to the likes of Johnny and some of the others up in front, Liam Miller, for example, to just have a bit more freedom going forward. And I think we saw that as well as a result of that. And I know we didn't necessarily score as many goals as we have in recent weeks, but we did create chances. We did look dangerous. And then when we were on the turn and we were tracking back, people like Johnny and Liam again were putting a shift in to get back and defend as well. So there was just a much nicer balance in the team. But as I said just earlier on, I think the most impressive thing for me was the desire and commitment just looked a lot better than it had in recent weeks. That hunger to win the ball back when we lost it, the pressing, the getting those tackles in. And, you know, it was kind of exemplified by Albie Morgan sending off at the end, which obviously was a step too far. But I think just in general, that desire and that push, that that had been lacking a little bit in recent weeks. So, yeah, I was really pleased with the performance. And as you say, look, Tuesday's going to be a big game, but it just gives us some confidence going into that game. And, yeah, if we can get something out of that as well, the confidence looks to be seeping back into the players. You've got players coming back from injury as well. It bodes well for the club.
Yeah. Now, the goal itself was, as I mentioned, despite all our fluid build-up play that we'd seen in the first half and at stages in the second, it was a real fluke, actually. Jake Forster-Caskey's corner. It looked like something they would try, probably something they've worked on the training ground, and Liam Miller went short towards the near post, or in front of the near post, and tried to flick it on, but it went beyond him, just over his head, and that seemed to confuse Day, the goalkeeper, and it's just snuck in at that near post. So a bit of a freak goal, but actually, if you look at Jake's performance throughout and Andrew's performances over the last few weeks, Ben, you can certainly say he deserves it. Now, we're going to be stuck in a massive debate as to how many goals he has scored this season, because I thought his one against Rochdale was an own goal, but some websites have given that to him, and now websites yesterday have given it to Miller, even though it's his goal. So we're going to sort of lose track of how many he does score this season, but he's either scored three or four, and he's become a real shining light in the last few weeks for us.
He totally has. He's regaining that form that I think it was about 3 years ago that he gave for us. Obviously, he had that bad injury that took him out nearly the whole season the year after. But he's a real presence in that midfield. I think his ball distribution really helps us to kind of, especially with Miller there, to push us up the field a lot more. But yeah, a real strong presence there in the midfield. And it just shows what a run of games can do for a player. I think obviously we've been pushed into this to playing him every game because Watson and Prattley and Shinny have been out. And because of this run of games, he's been able to have in the team, it's provided us to see what he can do and bring to the squad. So it just shows sometimes that when we do have these injuries, it can provide us with a lot more consistent performance from players. And there you go, another player that did that yesterday was Johnny Williams. Thought again he had a solid game, and that's two games he started in a row. So that's what I want to see. I want to see players that are important to the team getting these regular run of games so we can really see the best of them.
Yeah, obviously Lee Bowyer does mention particularly about Johnny as one of his players who stepped up to the task that was asked of him. And, you know, I mean, looking at the defensive display, I mean, Bristol Rovers only had two shots on target. And, you know, you've got to see that as a positive that we're denying that. Obviously, Rochdale had double that in one half on Tuesday. So that's certainly going in the right direction. And, I mean, one player who stood out yesterday, already been mentioned, but Deji Oshalaja, Tom. We've said it on the show ourselves. He certainly has to prove himself, and it's quite clear that Lee Bowyer has started Darren Prattley in centre half ahead of him, even though he's not a defender. But you know, so there's been a lot of sort of weight on Deji's shoulders. But again, he came in yesterday and he played extremely well for me. And that last ditch block in added time, you know, for all our domination at times, you know, you can still chuck it away in the last minute, and we've done that before. But thanks to Deji yesterday, we didn't. It was a brilliant piece of defending.
I thought he was outstanding, absolutely outstanding yesterday. And yeah, since he's come in, I don't think we've really seen the player we hope to see. But I also think he hasn't, from my memory, and I might be wrong, he hasn't had a particularly long run of games in the team at any point, really. And obviously this year in particular, as you say, he's been kind of frozen out and he's had to wait for his chance and got his chance through circumstance. And he was always going to look a little bit suspect, I think, for the first game or two, while he played himself back into form and into kind of what playing matches is like. But I thought yesterday he looked the complete defender. His positioning was brilliant, as you say, with the moments like that block. But not just then. There were other times where the ball was played forward or they tried to get Hanlon in behind, and he was just there covering him and Chris Gunter. I thought they were both very, very good. So it's going to be interesting to see, because I think one of the two injured players is due to be back, aren't they? Possibly for Tuesday or for next weekend. And obviously Pierce will be back from his suspension shortly as well. So we're suddenly going to have options in that back four. And it's going to be interesting, because I definitely think based on yesterday's performance, you can't really drop Deji based on that. And as I say, I think the issues previously have been that he hasn't had a run in the team. So if he can get a run now, then he's got a chance to play himself into some form, because yesterday was certainly a much improved performance from him. And as I say, I think the benefit of having two in front may have helped that as well, but don't take anything away from him. I thought he was exceptional yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, we have to look at some of the chances we created, particularly in that first half. It was an unusually poor display of finishing, actually, from Chooks and Ike. Could have had a couple in the first period. I think the first one where it hit his hand, if that doesn't bounce up, he's probably expecting to put that one away. One where he brought it down on his chest and just scuffed a shot wide. There was one from a tightish angle that Dane made a good save from. But, yeah, I'm not going to read too much into the fact that we missed a few chances yesterday, Ben, because, as I said, we do tend to score anyway. And the fact we're still creating them will be clearly a positive for us.
Yeah, it was frustrating to see that we were missing those chances. I think the biggest one was when he tried to bring it down off his chest and it seemed to scuff underneath of his boot, which was unusual to see from Chucks. But look, we were getting into the right areas. I think the Gallen and Bowyer have got to be praised for bringing in Liam Miller. What a signing he's been for us so far. Just give him the ball. Does a couple of tricks, but he takes us up the pitch. He creates opportunities for us and he uses that overlap of Martson. I was a little bit frustrated by him yesterday. He gets himself again in the right positions. It's just that final ball that we need from him. You just think of left backs gone by where we've got promoted, like Royce Wiggins, just to try and, the deliveries he used to cross into the box got us a few goals. So if he can start working on part of his game like that, now you've got Miller driving us up the pitch. But yeah, I think the most frustrating chance was that chance towards the end. We were starting to get a little bit under pressure and Ronnie puts Omar through and you just think, oh, that'll give him a little bit of confidence. But unfortunately, he didn't take it. And thankfully, Deji saved him down the other end with that block. Otherwise, I'm sure we'd be talking about that miss a lot more now. But yeah, positive that we're getting a lot more chances, but I think that again comes down to our starting 11 being a lot more positive. We haven't got more defensive players in there. We seem to be attacking, but as Tom said earlier, everyone's working back and getting stuck in there. Everyone knows their job a lot more.
Yeah, certainly they seem to, yes, sir, and that was one of the positives for me. Now, another one who was given praise by Lee Bowyer, Albie Morgan, still only 20 years old. It's just shy of his 21st birthday. I was looking it up yesterday. His 25th league start for the Addicts yesterday, which I still can't decide if that feels too low or higher than I was expecting, because it does feel like he's been around for a long time. But again, you forget how young he is. And Lee Bowyer was keen to point out how pleased he is with the progress that he's made over the last 18 months. And obviously, despite yesterday's late red card, it was another sort of coming of age performance for Albie. He put on Instagram, I think it was himself, that he's going to learn from that red card yesterday. It's a bit rash, but at the same time, we've seen Bowyer doesn't want to see players pulling out of challenges. You just got to make sure you do it the right way. And he was just a little bit late there for that second yellow card. So he missed the game against Peterborough. You never know, he may have been rested for that one anyway. So, it's not the end of the world, a one match ban. But Tom, I mean, we have to say he's come on leaps and bounds. And, already mentioned that the partnership him and Jake had in the centre of the park yesterday was probably part of the reason that we controlled that game.
100%, yeah. Jake was probably my man of the match, I think, overall. But sticking with Albie, he's someone who I've campaigned for to get more minutes for a long time on this show. And we know that Bowyer has questioned the defensive aspect of his game. And I think what impressed me particularly about yesterday's performance is, off the top of my head, I can't particularly think of one of those Albie passes that stood out for me. And yet I know he had a very good game, which suggests to me that why I was impressed was not his attacking play, but more to do with the dirty side of the game that he was forced to do. And a season ago, possibly even just half a season ago, you'd never have expected Albie Morgan to be capable of a performance like that. So I think he deserves a huge amount of credit. I think Bowes deserves credit as well for calling him out and making him improve in that area before he gave him the minutes that he did. And it was a rash challenge at the end, and he was deserved to get sent off. But as you say, he's a young player and he's going to learn. And Bowyer, I think, isn't going to want to take that side out of his game at all. He'll obviously be disappointed to lose him for a game. But I think that the midfield has been the issue for, three or four weeks now. We've questioned, really,
the midfield having enough weight and enough grit in it to really support the defence. And then in the transition, it hasn't really offered enough going forwards either. But I think all across that midfield yesterday, you could see that with everybody. And as I say, you look at Johnny and Albie and Jake, they're not known for being that side of their game. You know, they're all known for getting their foot on the ball, for playing the ball forwards. But they all did it yesterday. They all did and deserve a huge amount of credit. And I'm really impressed with the way Albie's come on. I think if you'd have said a year ago that he would still be here starting games for us and Lapsley would be out on loan with the possibility of not coming back to the club, I think most people would be surprised. But Albie Morgan has grasped his opportunity and fully deserves his place in the first team. And again, kind of like with Deji, when the likes of Andrew Shinney and other players in midfield come back, it's going to be hard to push Albie out because his performances recently have been very good.
Yeah, they certainly have. And like we said, hopefully it will learn from yesterday, but certainly many, many positives to take from that for Alfie Day. And obviously, you know, Lee Bay is still learning himself as a manager. I was struck by the excitement amongst us, the supporters when he made a triple substitution sort of midway through that second half. And it was three attacking players that came on in Smith, Swartz, and Omar Bogle for the last 20 minutes or so, Ben. You know, I mean, people have accused him of going a bit defensive at times, but he didn't, you know, bring on an extra defender to, you know, sit back and soak up a bit of pressure. He decided to really freshen up that front three because I guess he saw that there was certainly going to be opportunities for his side on the break, and we did have some good ones. Bogle probably had a couple that he may have done better with. Ronnie, not only did he block a goal-bound effort, unfortunately, from Gilby, but he also just tripped over as he was bound to, you know, I mean, I'd already cheered when I saw the ball drop into him. I'd gone, yes, and hopefully that wasn't what put him off and made him trip over. But he had a couple of bad moments, but he was in the right place at the right time a couple of times. And, you know, people will look at those substitutions from Bo. I just wonder if he's tried something a bit different there and seen if that's come off for him.
Yeah, I hope he's learned from his mistakes, because how often have we conceded late goals? And we've come on this show and I've protested saying, come on, attack is the best form of defence. And we need people like Johnny Williams to come off the bench. Or look, yesterday he brought on, unfortunately, didn't stay on for long, Paul Smith, Omar Bogle, Ronnie Schwartz, players that, when Aniki was tiring, we can bring on these players that can then tire at their defence instead of us getting frustrated at them putting pressure on us. I mean, although we missed those chances, and again, I don't know how Ronnie did trip over the pitch there, that we're having those chances. We're wasting time by taking the ball up the pitch and stopping us getting frustrated by them attacking us. So even though, as I said, we did miss those chances, it was really refreshing to see those substitutions from Boya. And yeah, it was frustrating to miss those chances. But at the same time, I think we heads were up and we were running back and trying to get back and defend. And yeah, we'll learn from that. But there again, look, we won the game 1-0. So hopefully Boya can see I made three attacking substitutions and it didn't come back to bite us. So we'll use that again going forward.
Yeah, I wonder what he will take from that. Well, let's hear from the Addicts boss, Lee Bowyer, after yesterday's 1-0 win over at Bristol Rovers. I caught up with the Addicts gaffer and asked what he made of the victory.
I thought from start to finish we was very good. I think we won our battles all over the park. The only disappointing thing is that we didn't score more goals. If you'd have said we won 3 or 4 today, I wouldn't have been surprised with the chances that we created first half. I think we was very good. We was getting the overloads out wide and just that final ball or the final finish, you know, like it just wasn't quite right there, or wrong decision in the first half. But second half, I thought we deserved to win. I think it was a very good performance, solid performance.
It was quite funny that for all the openings you created, the winning goal was as scruffy as they come from Jake. It looked like it went all the way through. I know some people gave it to Miller, but I'm guessing it's Jake's goal and probably deserved for him because he didn't stop running in that midfield.
Yeah, Jake is, I said it on Tuesday and I'll say it again, he's been very, very good today. He's driving everyone on at the moment in the middle of the park, but he's also getting on the ball and playing. I think, I think he was outstanding again today. So I'm really pleased for him. But he deserved that goal. Obviously, a bit of luck to it, but he deserved it because he was excellent.
First clean sheet, of course, in nine as well, and that's massive. And I thought Charlton looked really organised today, and I think you'd be pleased with sort of how they defended from the back.
Yeah, I think we resulted them to go a bit long at times. We got into a solid shape. Obviously, they played with a diamond, and we know how effective that can be if you let them play out through the midfield. So, I thought everyone all over the park, they've worked really hard and competed really well. Johnny Williams, outstanding. Winning headers and competing, but then being brave and getting on the ball and making things happen. Albie Morgan was good. Again, like if you think Jake, Albie and Johnny Williams, that's not their strength, is the physical side, but all three of them were excellent today because they can all play. So if you can add that to their game, which they've done today, so yeah, I'm really pleased. Liam looked a threat all day down that wing. Omar come off the bench, excellent. First challenge, he's knocking people on the floor, using his strength, and yeah, there's a lot of pluses from today.
And I imagine Deji will be one of those as well. He's had to be patient for his chance recently, but I thought he was superb. That last-ditch block as well probably preserved the 3 points there.
Yeah, and that's just what I said that after the game. Like, no matter how pretty it looks at times and you do all this stuff going forward, but sometimes you need someone to have to put their body on the line right at the death, and Deji, it was his turn today, and thankfully he got the block. Because they're the difference between winning and going home disappointed. So everyone's going home with a smile today. And I thought Deji was very good. In possession, I thought he was good as well. It's a lot of them. All of them can leave with a big smile on their face today and get the credit that they deserve.
You mentioned Albie already, but I guess we have to talk about the red card because that was a real shame because he was really working hard today in that midfield. It's interesting, obviously we can hear you a lot better when there's no crowd, the way you sort of coach him through a game. So he's still learning, but overall I guess you were pretty pleased with today other than the mistimed challenge right at the end, I guess.
He's improving. I think we can all see that. If you think from the Albie that we had 18 months ago, to the Albie that you're seeing out there now, he's maturing into a good midfield player. And again, today he's 21 years old. He's learning the game. You know? And today, of course, he's made a mistake. He's gone in for a challenge there that he doesn't really need to or can't afford to because you're going to get a yellow. And if you're already carrying one, then you can't be going in for them sorts of challenges. I think you've just got to try and block it and but you can't be going in with your foot raised. So was it a second yellow? Yes. But he'll learn. He'll learn from that. He's a good lad. But I thought he was very good. Very good up until the sending off.
Just finally from me then, obviously, you know, the second half on Tuesday and today, I think we're starting to see again, perhaps turning the corner in the right direction now.
We can't get carried away. We've played well. We were solid. We played well. Moved the ball well. Created a lot of chances. And we've got 3 points. And we're in sixth now, I believe. So, there's a lot of positives. But there's still a long way to go. We're not even halfway through. But the most important thing is that we've put a good performance together here. Carried on from the 45, second 45 on Tuesday. So said to the players, this is our standard. Like, let's not get carried away. We've won a game, great. But the challenges is now we've got to go again Tuesday. We'll be in tomorrow preparing properly for Tuesday night's game. It's going to be a completely different game. People are a very good side. So we'll have to be at it again on Tuesday if we want to come away with anything.
Just wanted to check on the goal, Lee. People saying whether Liam Miller got a touch. Is it definitely Jake's goal?
Yeah, it's Jake's goal. I think it just went through everyone. He deserved it because he played really well. So, yeah. Well, basically, Liam Miller just walked past and said, "Oh, I thought it was my goal. They gave it Sky, gave it to me, but I didn't really touch it. I felt the wind, but I didn't touch it." So he just confirmed that it's Jake's. So he's got to learn from that, isn't he? Because he's probably, you would try and claim everything. You can tell he's young and innocent. That'd have been me. I'd have said, "Yeah, I got a slight little touch, like the smallest of touches." If that was me, I'd have been claiming it.
Yeah, just lastly, Lee, you've already spoken about it a little bit, Albie Morgan, but you've been playing him in the last game and a half in a midfield two alongside Jake, and he's had a lot of responsibility in that position because if he's out of position, then a team's just going to run right through the middle. But have you felt confident playing him in that very role that depends on him a lot?
Well, I think he's improved this season. He's improved, and today he deserved to start. He's a good player, and he's learning the game. So yeah, I thought he was very good today. But I have confidence in him, otherwise he wouldn't have been starting. So before, obviously, the COVID situation with Albie, then he was flying. I've confidence in him. We've got players coming back Tuesday, so obviously Albie will miss out Tuesday because of the red card. But you know, I have confidence in him, otherwise he wouldn't even be here travelling.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalised plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
That's a good ball to find Shinny. It's a lovely first touch. And Shinny, reverse ball, finds Washington, who's through on goal. Connor Washington!
Yes!
And Charlton take the lead after 31 minutes. It's a lovely assist from Andrew Shinny. We have to be honest, Charlton haven't really been in the game that much in the opening 31 minutes. But it just took one passage of decent play. Firstly from Gunsen, the ball forward. Shinny with the control. It's a lovely control. And the reverse ball to find Washington, who kept his composure and fired beyond Eastwood.
Charlton Live. All right, welcome back to Charlton Live on your Sunday evening. Just for the break there, we heard from the Addicts boss, Lee Bowyer, after the 1-0 victory over the Mem against Bristol Rovers yesterday. Jake Forster-Caskey's goal that came direct from a corner, enough to give us all 3 points. Yeah, I mean, I asked Ben just before the break there, Tom, but I mean, you know, Bo's been through like a tough time of it recently. You know, we've seen some of his remarks in the press haven't gone down too well. There's been late goals conceded, there's been defeats, there's been poor performances mixed in with, you know, still scoring goals at times, but not being able to keep out of the other end. Obviously, that a lot of that comes with a lot of defensive injuries and suspensions. It doesn't help. But, you know, what have you made of the last, you know, game and a half for him? What it'll mean for him sort of getting his side back on track? And I imagine he must be pleased with particularly how organised they looked yesterday compared to, you know, even the first half against Rochdale on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think he'll be really pleased, but I think I'd be very surprised if he would have been worried about any of the criticism that's gone his way over the past few weeks, to be honest. Questions have been asked of him, and I think rightly so, but anyone calling for his head, I think, has maybe gone a little bit too far. But, you know, as Benji says, some of his substitutions, some of his team selections, they do have to be questioned. And I understand that for a lot of them, he's had one hand tied slightly behind his back. But some of the decisions that he's made, you know, Paul Smith, obviously a right wing back, being an extreme example on Tuesday night of something that just didn't work, I think have been called into question. I think what he'll be pleased with yesterday is something that I've said a couple of times, is the character and the... those sort of aspects of the team performance yesterday, the aspects that we usually see from a Liboya team, you know, not giving up, chasing teams down. And I think he hadn't really seen enough of that until probably the second half on Tuesday night against Rochdale. And since then, it looked a lot more like his team. And who knows what the issues have been over the past few weeks. Maybe it's just one of those dips in form. But people start to read into things a lot more, don't they? Especially when you're on a run like that. But you look at where we are now, we're still sixth, although there are teams with games in hand around us. We're still only a few points off sort of second and third. You know, we're still up there and part of it. And I've said plenty of times this season, I don't rate the league at all. I don't think there's any standout team really. And if a team can go on a run, this league is there to be taken for sure. And whether that's going to be us, I don't know. But we've proven a few times that we've got it in us. It's just about putting that consistency together. And with the injuries that have hampered us, I understand why that consistency hasn't been there. But performances have been much better the last game and a half. You could hear how pleased he was with the performance yesterday. And as I say, it's now about kicking on and making sure that we keep that level of performance up, because games continue to come thick and fast over the next few weeks. So there isn't really any time for us to slow up.
Yeah, it's going to be relentless, isn't it, over the next few weeks, starting with Peterborough on Tuesday. Well, let's have a look at some of the tweets and emails that have come in over the last 24 hours. And so Martin says, have we suddenly turned into a dirty team? I can't believe the amount of red cards we're picking up lately. Well, I guess there's probably a lot of players who are quite scared to pull out of any challenges at the moment. It did make me laugh at some point in the first half yesterday when Johnny Williams went in for one that he was never... ever going to win. He ended up just getting battered like a sort of a chest into his face. It was really funny, but I thought, well, he didn't pull out at least. Man in Pants says, I'm not taking off today's lucky pants until after the posh game. Like CAFC, they will be solid at the back by then. Tony says, an excellent squad performance. Deji has been outstanding since coming into the side. Jake Forster-Kaski and Albie ran the midfield. Would like to see Chucks and Schwartz start up top together on Tuesday. Williams and Miller were superb on the wings going forward. And defensively, we're in a good place. Let's not get too high when we win or overreact when we lose. Boya is the man for the job. And I've said it many times, it's refreshing to hear a manager say what he thinks instead of going through the motions. He got sticked last year when he came out and said that players give 100%. Now he's telling it how it is, and I, for one, love it. Praise when it's due, and a kick in the backside when needed too. There's a long way to go, and there will be many more ups and downs. He will get things wrong from time to time, but it's part of football. Let's keep the faith. It's a tough league to get out of, but if we have a strong second half, we have a good chance. Lastly, I have a question. Can the club terminate players' contracts early to free up wages for new signings? I'm not entirely certain of that, Tone, but the way I see it is, if you're paying off someone's contract, you know, considering the fact that agents' fees and whatnot still come in to your wage cap, I imagine that won't be the easy way around it. I imagine that will still play a part in it as well. Although sometimes when you terminate a player's contract, you don't play the whole thing out, but again, that would be the way. So you might save some money, but it's not the easy way out of it, unfortunately. Right, the King of Cool says, it was a good win, but Bristol Rovers are not much better than a Sunday league team, and we need to be more ruthless in front of goals. Spencer says, a much needed win, but Peterborough will be a completely different game, and we need to be at our best to get a result, but yesterday's win will give us confidence. Lewis says, we won ugly, we're capable of better, should have taken more chances, but as they say, a win is a win, so I'll happily take it. Let's hope this is the turning point for us. Standout players were Oshalaja and Forster-Kaski, both had blinders. And Dara says, a lovely to pick up an away win and a clean sheet, but possibly a lucky win that may be papering over the cracks. The real test is Peterborough during the week. Oh, so we had a couple of people there, Ben, asking if, you know, was there an element of luck there? Obviously, it certainly was with the goal, but with the performance overall, you know, because maybe Bristol Rovers aren't quite Barcelona. I mean, I still think, you know, you can only beat what's put ahead of you, but I still think we played well yesterday. Ben, your thoughts?
I thought that was one of the best performances we've played in recent weeks. As we said earlier, I thought we were solid all throughout the pitch. And look at other teams we've played around the bottom. Look at Rochdale. We drew with Rochdale 4-4. The second half was a lot better, but they're lower than Bristol Rovers. And as you said, look, we're in League One, whether we like it or not. We're coming up against sides. Yep, the scoreline should have been a lot more. Should have been about 3 or 4. But at the end of the day, we've won. And I think it was two good halves of a game, which we haven't had for a while. We've had good second halves, like we had against Wimbledon and like we did on Tuesday night against Rochdale. But I thought we had good chances in either half. And again, the middle and across the back, we were solid throughout. The only saves Amos had to make were with his feet from tight angles. And I know Deji did a couple of good blocks, but I think we were the much the better side yesterday.
Yeah, lovely stuff. Right, a couple more tweets. James says he thought that Deji and JFC stood out yesterday, though I think Deji will lose his place soon as the other centre-backs come back. He demonstrated yesterday that he can be called upon when required, so we do not have to play midfielders in defence anymore. Yeah, that will certainly be interesting to see if that is part of the learning curve for Lee Bowyer from yesterday. Gordon says it was great to get the 3 points and the team showed great character to hold on with 10 men. We're bottom of the League One table of fair play. Not saying it's a problem, though. Bowyer demands committed challenges, but with silly yellows leading to needless reds, with suspensions we could do without. Dave says a winning is a win. Positives all round, and it was desperately needed. Now, Tom asks for what other players, other than the obvious Jake or Deji, stood out. Steve says Liam Miller was lively throughout. Yeah, he's been a breath of fresh air, hasn't he, for the Addicts since he signed on loan from Liverpool. I'd like him even more, though, if his surname was spelt with an E instead of an A, says Steve. And I agree with that, because it is quite confusing when you have to write it down. Steve Richards says Chucks, obviously, but I thought Matthews had one of his best games for a while. Miller could turn out to be an inspired loan signing. Glad to have Shinny back on Tuesday. Dara pointed out that Deji's been very solid since he came back in. He said he's looking forward to him being dropped as soon as a central midfielder gets fit. Mark says they were definitely the outstanding players, Jake and Deji, but everyone was much improved, although against the worst attacking team we've played in a while. It helped not having all four of Gunter, Prattley, Watson and Pearce on together. Great experience, but they're too pedestrian. And Big Tone says that the other player who stood out would be Albie until he got his marching orders. Otherwise, Jake, he was up there with Jake without a shadow of a doubt. Right, Phil messages in saying, hi guys, at last Lee plays players in their correct places. Hallelujah and bingo, 3 points and a clean sheet. Deji and Jake Forster-Caskey were the joint men of the match for me. For once, I can't say anyone played poorly. Peterborough will be a much sterner test, but with players coming back, it's onwards and upwards. That's from Phil. Yeah, we're going to look ahead to that Peterborough game after we hear from Jake Forster-Caskey in a few moments' time. But Phil says, hi guys, good performance all round yesterday. With the way Deji has played in the last two games, it makes you wonder why he wasn't used earlier, releasing Prattley to play in his best position. It may just have changed a couple of poor results where we lack cohesion in defence and bite in the midfield. Jake has been performing excellently since his return, and I'd say man of the match in the last two or possibly three games. With the return of Prattley, Watson, Shinny and Fameway for Tuesday, we will have a chance to push on, albeit Posh are doing well at home. We certainly have the strength in depth for that one. I'd stick with four at the back and play a 4-4-2 possible starting lineup of Amos, Matthews, Gunter, Oshalaja, Martson, Shinny, Prattley, Jake, Williams, Miller and Schwartz. Bench with Maynard Brewer, Fainwo, Purrington, Washington, N.E.K. Smith and Watson. Now, that's not a bad side. And, you know, we don't know if Fainwo is going to come straight in, as Phil's pointed out there. I thought N.E.K. looked a little bit out of sorts on Saturday after 90 on Tuesday. So give him a rest with a cameo appearance from the bench if necessary. Selection choices are going to be interesting over the next few games with Madison, Morgan and Innes to be added to those already fit. 3 points on Tuesday would definitely send a message to the rest of the challenging pack. Keep up the good work, guys. Always a good listen. That's from Phil. Mr. Phil. Cheers, Phil. Loads of points there, Tom, but just pick up on N.E.K. Obviously, yesterday he played 90 minutes on Tuesday and then yesterday started again, played just under 70. And that was his first consecutive starts in the league for us, which is remarkable. I mean, out of sorts, he certainly didn't take his chances. His finishing was definitely off the boil yesterday. But still, I still felt he played well and gave Bristol Rovers a lot to think about. Do you think he'll be starting again on Tuesday?
I'd be surprised. I think out of sorts is a bit harsh. I think he was maybe very, very slightly off it, but largely I thought his performance was good. But I think we've got to protect him. And I think I think probably Tuesday will come a bit too quickly for him. I think he could still be on the bench, couldn't he? So you could bring him on, and we know how deadly he can be off the bench. So I don't think that's a bad thing. Obviously, Ronnie's still playing his way back into fitness as well. But you've got Washington. Obviously, Smith got less minutes than you would have expected. So there are options, and might get laughed at. But I thought Bogle looked really good when he came on as well. Held up the ball well, moved well. Obviously, that one-on-one at the end, he's got to be finishing that. And it's easy to just look at that and be critical of his performance. But I thought actually overall, he did a lot right. But as a striker, goals are the most important thing. And you'd certainly be worried, I think, with him starting on Tuesday against a very good Peterborough side. But I think it's a difficult one. Obviously, we want an EK to play as much as we can because he's the man in form at the moment. But, you know, Washington's got a few goals as well. Ronnie's already off the mark. So there are other options there, for sure. But, yeah, I think personally, I'd be surprised if he starts a third game in a row, just purely because we need to take care of him, really. And it's about the longer term rest of the season than just Tuesday for me.
Yeah, certainly. A decision to be made there by Lee Bowyer. Right, Steve says, hi, guys. A decent result yesterday, a well-balanced team selection, and we were at it from the start. I thought we used the ball well and mixed up our attacking play, causing a real threat. We just need to be more clinical. Jake was outstanding and seems to be playing for that new contract. He was ably supported by the excellent Albie and Deji, whilst Chucks and Miller were also impressive. With all the other main players winning, it was a big result, and hopefully the win and clean sheet brings some confidence as the game at Peterborough will be a lot tougher. We'll need to be at our best and not as wasteful on Tuesday. If we don't win on Tuesday, let's hope the fan base doesn't implode again. They are one of the few good teams in this league and really strong at home. Dembele, Smodix and Johnson Clark will be a real handful. Never too high, never too low. Our season starts here, and so does our 10 game unbeaten run. Coming, you Reds. Yeah, I'll take that. Steve Wright. Craig says, hey guys, very good game yesterday. Defence was great. Johnny Williams was great as well. All over the pitch. Will be a big test on Tuesday, but I'd take another scrappy win. Up the Reds. Cheers, Craig. McSquared said, excellent win yesterday. A great all-round team performance with no weak links. Most impressive of all was for the first time in many, many weeks, we looked very solid defensively and appeared very unlikely to concede at any point. We were quick out of the blocks and then maintained an impressive standard throughout the match. We also managed to create a host of goal-scoring opportunities, and as Lee Bowyer said, should have finished with more than one goal. Jake had one of his best ever matches in a Charlton shirt, but everyone put in a decent shift, including Bogle, when he came on. That's the standard of play we need every time, irrespective of the result. Liam and Ronnie definitely seem to have given the side a much needed boost, even though it's still early days with three decent halves in a row. The signs are that we may well have turned the corner. Positive signs indeed. Well, there you go. McSquared has answered my question that I asked of you guys early on. Hello as well to Jonathan West, who watched yesterday's game on Valley Pass Live. I hope you're well, Jonathan. Let's hear from the match winner from yesterday's game, shall we? Jake Forster-Caskey did speak to Scott Minto on Valley Pass Live after the game. Scott asked Jake what he made of the performance.
Yeah, I think as a side we were much better. I think shape, possession, and at times we picked and choose when to press. All round, I think we played really well. Maybe we could have took a few more chances, but other than that, I think it was a good performance.
The big question, the one we're all wanting to know, your goal or Liam Miller's goal?
No, it's my goal. He's missed the ball, and I've just looked on Sky Sports and they haven't given it to me, so done. I've already sent a few texts trying to get it changed already.
What's Liam said? Is he claiming it himself, or is he admitting that he didn't touch the ball?
No, he just admitted in the shower that he didn't touch it. I said to him as well, his first goal needs to be one where he whips it in the stanch, not misses it from a flick, so he's not claiming that one.
Well, you may or may not be able to see it. We're just watching it now. Listen, we'll give it to you, but I hope you've got a recording of Liam saying, admitting he didn't touch the ball. I've got someone alongside me here who knows you very well, Steve Brown.
How you doing,
yeah,
Jake? You okay?
Right, Brownie. How are you, mate?
Yeah, nice to see your hair is in place. You keeping on top of that?
Yeah, we're not allowed the lockdown trim, so it's getting a bit longer.
Yeah, listen, well done today. Listen, in terms of being in and out the side, you know, that's obviously affected how your last couple of years have been. But in terms of today, I thought you showed excellent qualities today, Jake, not just in possession, but out of possession. I thought your fitness levels getting around the pitch were superb. I thought you were brave getting in possession of the ball. I thought it was a real, you know, captain's performance, if you like. I thought you showed or led the way, led by example today, Jake. And like I said, I think if you're giving marks out of 10 today, mate, that is a 9 out of 10. It was wonderful to watch.
Didn't give me a 10 because you know me.
No, I appreciate that. No one gets a 10.
No, I'm joking. I think, you know, for me, it was about getting a run in the team and games under my belt. I think after a long-time injury, it's always difficult when you're in and out the side. I mean, last year I picked up niggly injuries. This year I feel fit. I feel back to myself. And, you know, I just want to keep up with the team when I can.
Yeah, there's nothing like playing games, mate. And every time you get another 90 under your belt, you're going to get fitter, stronger. But I thought, you know, in terms of your passing ability and your football intelligence, mate, I thought it was excellent today.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Brownie.
Jake, just final one from me. I mean, you are putting in consistently great performances. I'll give you a 9.5 today. But do you feel you're playing, you know, some of the best football of your career at the moment?
I feel like the period where just before I got injured, I felt like I was at this level or a similar level. Like I said before, it was just for me about getting consistent games and minutes under my belt. And last year that was obviously difficult. But this year I've managed to do that. I feel fit as ever. So yeah, I'm in a good place. And you know, like I said before, I just want to keep helping the team, chip in with goals, assist when I can, and you know, just try to put the best performances I can in.
Shinny prepares to take. Shinny takes.
It's a shot. Oh, great free kick. Oh, the power was too strong for Eastwood. He dived to his left, but it's past him. And Shinny, who got the assist for the first goal, now opens his Charlton account with a lovely free kick. And Charlton, just before half-time, make it 2. That you're going to be okay anyway. You
know there's no rest. Charlton Live. Right, welcome back to the final part of this week's Charlton Live. Then just heard from Jake Forster-Caskey, who got his goal somewhat fortuitously, but he deserved it, didn't he, against Bristol Rovers yesterday's corner, creeping in at the near post. There's a couple of goals he scored that have been a bit rubbish this season. The free kick he scored against Wigan was quite similar, really. I've still no idea how that crept in, but it would take him every day of the week. I'll certainly take one on Tuesday when we head to London Road to take on Peterborough. Posh side sitting in fifth, just one place above us. They've got 2 games in hand on us, so obviously, you know, let's not get carried away, but we're on the same points currently. Their goal difference is a fair bit better. They're on plus 13, whilst we're on plus 6 for goal difference. It's going to be a tough one. I mean, they're coming back off the back of quite a long break, as we know, because this game was due to be played in between Christmas and New Year, but Peterborough had a fair old break. They ended up playing Lincoln sort of last weekend, or a game that was on telly. I watched bits and pieces of that, and they're probably lucky actually to come away with a 1-1 draw there. They went down to 10 men sort of 25 minutes on the end. I think Lincoln missed a penalty, if I remember rightly. But since then, I mean, they've absolutely smashed Portsmouth in the Football League trophy, and then a 3-0 home win over Milton Keynes yesterday. So they're back in a goal-scoring form. They're not losing too many matches at the moment as well. Unbeaten in 4 in League One. Ben and Tom, this is going to be a tough one, Tom, isn't it? I mean, you know, historically, Peterborough are always a big side in this division, and they love to score goals. So it's going to be a tough ask for us, but there's confidence now and hopefully a semblance of organisation as well.
Yeah, and I think the other positive is they're not a team that are going to sit back. They're going to come out and come at us. And I think 2 games ago, that would have terrified me, given what our back four were like. But I think off the back of a clean sheet and the fact that we have been good going forward, as you say, joint top scorers in the league, I think if it's going to certainly be an exciting game end to end. I think it was Nath put out some of our recent all of our results against Peterborough over the since whenever 1920s or something, and I think there's been 3 5-1s in there. Obviously the one against them, what was it, about 10 years ago now, stands out for a lot of fans. But It seems like it's a game that brings a lot of goals and two good sides, as you say. I expect some attacking football, so it's going to be a tough game, but I think it's going to be an enjoyable game for sure. And as you say, it's about building on the last game and a half now and trying to keep that momentum going. And if we can get a result, a point or three on Tuesday, I think that will just give us so much confidence again to build going into next weekend. Because as I say, games come thick and fast now, and it's just about trying to keep that momentum going and just keep picking up those points. We can't help the fact that they've got more games in hand on us. We've just got to do what we can do in our games. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting game, I think.
Yeah, we've played Peterborough 23 times in all competitions. There's been 77 goals in those 23 games. That averages, over three and a third of a goal every game. So, yeah, expecting more of that. The last two have been 0-0 and 1-0, though. So, actually, maybe we've tightened up or it's just got a bit boring. I remember Carlin missing that penalty there a couple of times ago. I know one of the emails mentioned earlier, the people that we've got to come back. You know, I think Shinny's expected to be back. Fainwoe was mentioned last week, so there's a chance for him. Obviously, Piercy will be back as well. There's options now, Ben. I mean, Boya's going to have a bit of a selection headache, which he hasn't had too often recently. Obviously, we don't know what sort of shape Akin Fainwoe's going to be in terms of coming straight back into start. But, you know, considering how thick and fast the games are coming, Lee will be pleased to have the opportunity to rotate a bit. Although, you know, will you look at yesterday and think, actually, square pegs in square holes, keep the team consistent, try and build up a little bit of momentum that way. It's a tough one for Boya.
Yeah, it's great to have players back. Two players that we've really missed, in my opinion, in Shinny and Fanwo. I'd be tempted to keep it the same, to be fair, unless Fanwo is ready to come back in. As was mentioned on one of those emails, they do have a pacey front three of Smodic, Dembele and Clark Harris. Sorry, I don't know what happened to my voice there, but maybe I'm getting scared about them. But look, they got a pacey front three. And if we were to bring Jason Pearce back into that, that gives me nightmares. I mean, Cody Bishop caused him a lot of problems, obviously, with the first goal and just a bit of pace. And Deji seemed to deal well with that yesterday. I mean, Brandon Hanlon, he was a fast striker, caused us a bit of problems. But I just think if Fanwo's fit, he's got a bit of pace about him, hasn't he? Then great. But if not, I'd be tempted to stick with the same back four. I know they have a back three, so they've got two overlapping wing-backs as well. So might be worth bringing Prattley in as, in that defensive midfielder role just to cope with that, so the full-backs can stick out in their same positions. But yeah, let's not give them too much respect. If you look at the two 11s from a neutral point of view, I think we're pretty even. Maybe we've probably got the better players. And of course, we've having that extra strength in depth now with players coming back. Especially, you might give Jake a rest. I know I'd love him to keep playing because he's playing so well. But I know Bo said from his press conference the other week that one player he'd love to give a rest to at the moment is Jake. So we might see that happen as well. And maybe Shinny come back. As I said, we have missed him. I think he's been a real good player for us.
There we go. Plenty of decisions for Lee Boya to make, and certainly he'll have his eye on that. Johnson Clark Harris, 13 goals already in this season for the Posh. Right, let's end the show there, I think. Actually, I think we've gone slightly over time. Thanks to all of you who've listened throughout the entirety of this week's Charlton Live. Don't forget, we'll be back on Thursday to look back at whatever happens against Peterborough and ahead to next Saturday's home game with Swindon, which I think is that fixture. looking forward to that. Thanks to those of you who listen. Thanks to Ben and Tom for joining me on this week's show.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, guys.
Good to have you both with me. I've been Louis Meadows. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back here on Thursday. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.